Ancient man at one time on Earth understood the true meaning of the sacred four, but later this meaning was lost to him. However, it continued to be used in rituals and thus was handed down from generation to generation. These sacred four were the executors of the seven great commands of creation. The ancient conception was, in the beginning chaos reigned throughout the universe, which was in darkness and without sound. Then the Creator, desiring to create worlds, commanded his four great forces to establish law and order in the universe so that creations might commence. When law and order became established, the creations were carried out by the sacred four according to his desires and commands. Apparently all ancient peoples had their special names for the sacred four according to their language. Some had scores of names for them. They were designated as the sacred four, the four great ones, the four powerful ones, the four strong ones, the four great kings, the four great maharajas, the four great builders, the four great architects, the four great geometricians, the four great pillars of the universe, the four genii, the Amshaspans by the Mazdeans, the Elohim and Seraphs by the Hebrews, the Rabari and Titans in Hesiod's Theogony, etc. Not only did the sacred four get sundry names bestowed upon them by various people, but symbols in the form of crosses were designated to emphasize the names. The swastika, itself, always retained a warm corner in the people's hearts. As said before, this symbol is found throughout the world in all ages, from ancient Mexico to early American mound builder to Egyptian, etc. Therefore, in the heel, we see the four great forces emanating from deity, and traveling from west to east around a center. Why do we look to the most ancient symbols for interpretive material? This is because we have found in there most ancient records of the Aryan language proof that the indications of religious thought are higher, simpler, and purer as we go back in time, until at last, in the very oldest compositions of human speech which has come down to us, we find the divine being spoken of in the sublime language which forms the opening of the Lord's Prayer. Duke of Argyle. Remember, the swastika was primarily a sun symbol and was associated with Apollo. It has always been associated with those who apparently came to Earth to teach men better ways of living, of governing themselves, agricultural methods, and greater appreciation of the physical form in beauty and perfection. Therefore, the swastika is not indigenous to Earth. It is certain that this ancient symbol came to the people on Earth from a source in outer space and was then incorporated into religious beliefs on this planet. So, it is not too difficult to see that it would be very useful and would find its way into a universal symbol. All men everywhere would understand the significance of the sacred four and the Creator. In the book, Astronomy by Arthur M. Harding, Ph.D., in the section entitled The Clock in the Northern Sky, we find, the Great Bear is the oldest of the constellations. It moves slowly around the pole star, making one complete circuit in 24 hours. Here is a celestial clock that never runs down, requires no attention and is always absolutely accurate. From this natural clock the expert astronomer can get his time with an error of only a few minutes if he knows the day of the month. When the Dipper is below the pole star it is in its natural position. 6 hours later it will be standing on the end of its handle on the east side of the pole. At the end of 12 hours it will be upside down and over the pole, and at the end of 18 hours it will be found west of the pole and standing on its pole. The Dipper is directly over the pole in May, west of the pole in August, directly beneath the pole in December and east of the pole in late February. Taking this description of the Great Bear constellation into consideration, we find we have a definite swastika design, that is, by drawing a clockwise swastika. However, it moves counter-clockwise around the pole star. So it is easy to see why the space people might very well use the swastika as a universal symbol or emblem. Now we will interpret the four symbols that are drawn between the four arms of the swastika in the right heel. The early writings of the Persians and the Chinese tell us that there were four bright stars in the sky that protected and watched over the others. Notice the use of the sacred four again. These stars were said to be in the west, the north and the south. These positions evidently corresponded to the vernal equinox, the autumnal equinox, the winter solstice and the summer solstice, the four cardinal points of the sky. If we turn the zodiac back to where it was 5,000 years ago, we find four bright stars in the four cardinal points of the heavens. See, figure 2. If we look into the sky in the vicinity of these four points, we can find no stars of any considerable brightness, and we perhaps may be inclined to doubt the accuracy of this ancient literature or to wonder whether the four bright stars have faded considerably during the intervening years. However, we must recall that, because of the westward precession of the equinoxes, the four cardinal points do not have the same location with reference to the stars as they had ages ago, for the constellations of the zodiac are continually slipping in an easterly direction with reference to the vernal equinox. Therefore, we must study the zodiac as the Persians and other ancients saw it. Suppose we turn the zodiac back, westward, through 60 degrees, 60. Imagine our surprise at finding four bright stars, Aldebaran, Antares, Regulus, and Fomalhaut, almost exactly in the places assigned to them by the Persians. Since the zodiac has slipped through 60 degrees in about 5,000 years, we can tell approximately when the observations of these ancient peoples were made. Of the four bright stars that the Persians and Chinese said were in the four cardinal points of the zodiac, Aldebaran is in the constellation Taurus, the Bull, Antares is in Scorpio, which Abraham and his followers called the Eagle, Regulus is in Leo, the Lion, and Fomalhaut is in the outskirts of the constellation Aquarius, which was usually represented by a man pouring water out of a vessel. It was, therefore, natural for early peoples to think of four living creatures, the Bull, the Eagle, the Lion, and the Man, as being situated in the four principal points of the zodiac: the vernal equinox, the autumnal equinox, the winter solstice and the summer solstice. Although the Persians and Chinese seem to have been more interested in the four stars than in the constellations with which they were associated, the early Hebrew writer called special attention to the four living creatures. An interesting bit of evidence that the constellations of the zodiac have been slipping around the celestial sphere since the very dawn of history is to be found in the book of Ezekiel and in Revelation. It is obvious from the descriptions of the wheels made by the prophet Ezekiel that here was a landing of four saucers and their respective pilots or occupants. However, this is discussed in detail in this book under the prophets in the section called Other Flesh. We see in Ezekiel 1:10, as for the likeness of their faces, the cherubim, they had the face of a man, and they four had the face of a lion on the right side, and they four had also the face of an ox, bull, on the left side, they four also had the face of an eagle. In Revelation 4:6-7, we read, and round about the throne, four living creatures full of eyes before and behind. And the first creature was like a lion, and the second creature like a calf, bull, and the third creature had the face of a man, and the fourth creature was like a flying eagle. It is obvious that the writers of the above passages were referring to the symbols of the constellations or four bright stars as they appeared in the zodiac about 5,000 years ago. The four bright stars associated with the bull, the eagle, the lion, and the man were situated at the vernal equinox, the autumnal equinox, the winter solstice and the summer solstice, and, according to Chinese legends, kept watch over all the others. Therefore, we can get a fairly accurate interpretation of the four symbols drawn between the four arms of the swastika in the right heel. First of all, for simplicity, let us look at the symbol drawn in the upper right-hand section of a swastika. It looks like this symbol is V, shaped and very closely resembles the V-shaped constellation or star group known as Taurus, the Bull. 126. Plate 8. Figure 1, Aquarius. Figure 2, Taurus. In the lower right-hand section we see, this symbol closely resembles the star grouping in the constellation of Leo, the Lion. See Plate 9, Figure 1. In the lower left-hand section we see, This symbol closely resembles the fishhook, shape of the star group in Scorpio, the eagle. See Plate 9, Figure 2. In the upper left-hand section we see, this symbol resembles the main star grouping in Aquarius, the man. See Plate 8, Figure 1. Therefore, we can see why the four symbols have been drawn between the four arms of the swastika instead of at the four points. It is because now these four constellations of the zodiac have slipped into a more easterly direction. So, the swastika in the heel is definitely the universal timepiece or clock. Its position indicates where those constellations are today. The diagram on Plate X, Figure 1 shows the four symbols from the heel representing the four constellations and their relative positions 5,000 years ago. The drawing on the heel itself shows their relative positions today. See Plate X, Figure 2. We can see that the four arms of the swastika have moved clockwise in an easterly direction. When thinking of the swastika as the universal clock, the center of it represents the pole star Polaris. When thinking of it as pointing to the four constellations and showing their present position, the center represents the Sunday by looking at Plate 11, and moving the swastika arms 60 degrees to the east, right. One can readily see the meaning of Plate X, therefore, our space. Plate 11. Brothers are showing us the position of the four constellations as they are in the heavens at this time. Here they have given us the key to universal movement, from west to east and constant. The use of the sacred four numeral is world, wide and very ancient. It has been claimed by the ancients that there are four ages of man through which this earth has already passed. Each of the ages ended in catastrophe. We are said to be now living in the fifth great age of the planet Earth. In the center of the Aztec calendar stone the sun, god Tenasha is depicted and the Aztec history of the world divides Earth events into five suns or ages. The first four ages were ended successively by a jaguar, a hurricane, a fire and a flood. Our present sun or age is supposed to be destroyed by an earthquake. Amazing new interpretations of the Aztec calendar stone are now being made by research scientists. Evidently the stone tells the same prophetic story that can be found in the interpretation of the Great Pyramid of Gizeh. It says that there are pyramids in North America and that they were somehow hidden when the white man began his march on America from Mexico. From the idea of a clock we immediately think of the passage of time or of past events or cataclysms that have transpired on Earth. So, the four could also stand for these past ages. The fact that they are past ages is shown by the arms of the swastika being moved in an easterly direction. It also seems that the symbols of the bull, eagle, lion and man were used, or drawn, on the sides of the four sources seen by the prophet Ezekiel to show that man as man is to be found everywhere in the creation, throughout the omniverse. The universe extends out from small Earth in all cardinal directions of north, east, south and west. And, as the ancients believed, these four royal stars, or suns of other inhabited worlds, were watching over all the rest. There is little doubt that Ezekiel saw four sources, complete with portals, a type of landing, gear, pilots and emblems. As for the difference in the angles of the bent arms of the swastika in the heel, it seems this could represent the unbalance in this section of the universe at the present time, and it might also indicate the change that will automatically take place in the Big Dipper star grouping as time goes on. But, since it represents a clock, why shouldn't it show past, present, and future? The four points of the swastika also mean many more things. See Plate 17. E on the arch we see the symbol of three dots. This means, because of. Therefore, this could stand for future catastrophe. Because of what has happened to four ages of Earth represented in the heel. Three stars or dots always represented a triune god in ancient times. And when you have the triune god or creator you have effect and result. The sacred three is exclusively ascribed to the supreme deity and means a work of perfection. So we can see why three dots represent, because of. For example, because of the creator worlds were formed, etc. These three small dots represent body, mortal, soul, mind, and spirit, immortal. We can see that body is below, above, and more closely together and associated a soul and spirit. Man's soul knows truth of the spirit, body is farther removed and is shown as a larger dot because physical manifestation is of such importance to earth. These three dots form an inverted or upside down triangle. The cross lines between soul and spirit show that this is the meeting place, origin, where the mortal body below, of a lower vibratory rate, obtains universal truth. One line, which separates soul, mind, from spirit leads directly into the joined lines forming the oval. The other line separating spirit from soul, mind, does not connect directly with the oval but seems to be trying to penetrate the edges, not yet having gained entrance but attempting it. This is similar to the sperm entering the egg to fertilize it. In other words, things of the soul, mind, have entered into this section of the universe and man has received it. But things of the spirit, immortal, have not entered this section of the universe except to a limited degree to the other planets. This can be seen as a club, like figure in the section of the planet Mars to be extending itself into the edge line of the oval and is directly beneath the meeting place of the line from things of spirit, immortal, with the edge line of the oval. The two crossed lines are not entering this section of the universe equally, therefore there is a definite state of unbalance here. F. The swastika within the oval figure again represents the sacred four. The oval itself is once again the vesica piscis and many of the symbols are contained within this oval. It is similar to the aureole of sacred art. This is a radiance enveloping the whole figure of Christ, or any sanctified being. Sometimes it is an oval and sometimes it is nearly circular in form. The swastika here divides the oval into four sections. These can represent four separate rooms or houses in this part of the universe. The two horizontal arms are composed of spear or arrow, like heads. The head or point of an arrow, spear or javelin are ancient symbols showing the forces are active. First of all, we have the planet Mercury represented in the upper right-hand section. The trefoil, or three-leaved flower design with stern represents this planet as being in the state of the flowering of perfection. A trefoil is an ornamental foliation of three divisions or foils. What more perfect symbol to show the triune Godhead? The symbol representative of all perfection here represents flowering of this complete perfection itself. Here, also, could be perfect harmony of body, soul and spirit. Going to the upper left-hand section we find the planet Venus. We see no moons here and there were none for Mercury, either. Here are two wedge-shaped figures symbolic of builders of foundation for universal truth. A wedge is a piece tapering to a thin edge and used in raising heavy bodies. This means the raising of the mortal to unite or meet the immortal in man. Cuneiform characters have a wedge-shaped stroke. These characters were used anciently in writing in Persia, Assyria, etc. So, we can see why these figures symbolize constructiveness or building, in the spiritual, not the material sense. Going to the lower left section we find the planet Mars. Only one satellite is shown here, although Mars has two artificial moons. Possibly two satellites were originally shown, but because of inaccurate drawing and casting one has been lost. There have been many strange tales told about these satellites in past history. Ancient poets knew of these two moons before their discovery by Asaph Hall in 1877. Ancient astrological works mention them. For more information on them see Maldk and Malona in this book in the section called, Other Tongues. Below Mars in this section of the drawing we see a strange, club-like figure running into the outer edge, line of the oval. This represents the fact that the people of Mars have more revelation of universal truth coming from the triune creator below. However, it is not a complete revelation symbolized by the fact that the line from things of spirit does not join the club, like figure, but instead, rests just above it. Still, there is a connection and therefore an influx from the sources below. It will be noticed that there are no lines coming into the top half of the oval as they are below. There have been more complete revelations in these sections of Mercury and Venus. Each small dot that represents a planet is in relative size to the other dots. 136. Going to the lower right-hand section, we find the planet Earth. Here we see the known moon of Earth and the dark moon or second moon of Earth. The dark moon is mentioned in records of great antiquity throughout the world. We see a thin, vertical line almost extending to the outer edge, line of the oval. Therefore, there is a seeking on Earth, a desire in Earthmen's hearts and soul to reach the infinite source of all wisdom and knowledge of universal truth. These truths are, in turn, embodied in soul and spirit represented below. But this line has not made a direct connection as yet. Compare it with the parallel line in the Mars section. It only lacks the club, like appendage, and it too, will make a connection. Now let us look at the two horizontal arms again. We see that the arrow, like head on the left, is pointing downward. This indicates clearly that Mars is directly beneath or behind Venus in state of progression. The one on the right is pointing upward, showing that Mercury and Venus both are above Mars and the Earth in state of progression. You will notice there is nothing beneath the Earth. Therefore, this planet is in the lowest state of progression in this section of the universe, and especially in this solar system. Now we go to the dark oval on top of the vertical, open oval. The material meaning here is that the oval stands for the planet Saturn. This dark oval appears to be a sort of balance on top of the entire toe symbol. Saturn knows mind of total universe. 137. Here is found the greatest mechanical advancement in our solar system. Saturn is the balancer of the system, pointing out wrongs from rights. It enforces the law of compensation: as ye sow, so shall ye reap. This is in line with divine will. We can see Saturn here with its rings in the oval form. The oval is an ancient symbol of the mouth. Saturn, as dispenser of justice throughout this system, is the mouth that conveys the knowledge of justice. This oval is not contained within a larger one, because the knowledge Saturn conveys to her brothers in this system is not from this system alone, but is from the Creator, and therefore it is not limited. A line extends from Saturn, and through Saturn, and enters the joining part of oval and continues down to the trop arm of the swastika, where it meets in another circle or dot. This dot represents the planet Jupiter. Jupiter is the Creator's interpreter of law, knowledge and wisdom flowing from his throne. This planet gives to those who desire it: ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. Jupiter is in a progressed state of mental and spiritual advancement over the four planets around the swastika in the oval. The spiritual meaning here is that the dark oval represents the all, seeing eye. For we see, extending to the right, another arrow, like head, representing active forces emanating from the all, seeing eye. The oval is also an ancient symbol for the eye. The fact that Saturn is shown above Jupiter means that Saturn is the seat of the universal tribunal, but these two planets are closely associated in state of progression, as shown by the direct line from one to the other. Now we come to the skeleton, like hand on the right side of the vertical oval. Five fingers and a thumb are shown over left hand, palm away. Five is the numeral symbol of the full Godhead, the four great primary forces, plus the Creator. It also stands for the four senses and the cardinal sense of feeling. This hand is away from the oval, and not contained within it. Therefore, it is not limited by the oval, which encloses and designates only a very small portion of this section of the universe. The active, force arrow, head points directly to this hand. Also notice that the arrow, like heads on the horizontal arm of the swastika, keep the movement going clockwise, just as the bent angles of the vertical arm do. The hand is the most ancient symbol of the first person in the Godhead. It represents the creative power of God. In Proverbs 1:24, we read, "Because I have called, and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded." And in Ecclesiastes 9:1, we see, "For all this I considered in my heart, even to declare all this, that the righteous, and the wise, and their works, are in the hand of God, No man knoweth either love or hatred by all that is before them. The Greek Christians represent the souls of the just by showing little naked human beings, praying with joined hands in the great hand of God. This hand issues from the clouds, whence it appears to have descended to earth to take the souls of the righteous, and return with them to heaven and paradise. The hand also symbolizes ability, power, and thence confidence. To lay the hand upon anyone is to inspire him with life. Hands mean power, arms mean still greater power, and shoulders mean all power. Communication is produced by the touch of the hand, inasmuch as the life of the mind, and thence of the body, exerts itself in the arms, and by them in the hands. To hold up the hands means faith looking toward the Creator. When hands and feet are mentioned together, the former symbolizes the interiors of man, and the latter his exteriors, or both, whatever is spiritual and natural in man. Hands show the faculty of receiving. The feet are in contact with the dust of the world, they are less responsive to the guidance of the will and thought, they are not so directly concerned in doing for others, but serve rather in bringing us where we can be of use, and holding us firmly while the hands do the work. When contrasted with the hands, the feet represent rather the effort to determine the course of life toward good or evil, while the hands represent the more particular thought in regard to the service to be done to others. The hands are obedient to inner desires and thoughts. So, we can see why space people have used the symbol of a foot to convey their message to us, why they have used the hand symbol inside of the fish symbol, and why they have used the symbol of the great fish, itself. 140. In this right footprint we see the time element in the head of the fish, and this is represented by the swastika. There is no eye represented here because the fish is more or less blind to certain time conditions. See Saint Matthew 24:36, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only." And again in Mark 13:32, "But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father." The right footprint therefore, taken as a whole, can signify the Aquarian age. And that age is now manifesting, for the right footprint itself is not a fish symbol, but the fish is shown inside the total footprint, therefore it is swallowed up by the new age. The right footprint shows something of the past of the planet Earth, something of the present, and something of the future, in that certain events will take place if universal law is not learned or practiced here. It shows that space people have been to Earth before in remote times of antiquity, and it shows our neighboring planets of this system and what their relative positions are in regard to states of progression. In this footprint, we also see the germ of man's life encased within the darkness of the interior of the great fish. Man's life on Earth can open into glorious fulfillment never before realized. The active force from the oval of Saturn pointing to the symbolic left hand with palm away, shows that man can progress or rise through the hand being offered by our brothers from outer space at this time. It is, of course, impossible to come to any kind of a conclusion in such a short analysis of the tracks on the desert. Much of the material used here first appeared in my, a preliminary report on analysis of symbols from footprints left by a man from outer space, November 20, 1952. Everyone who diligently studies the footprint symbols comes up with a new interpretation and sheds new light on the meaning of it all. The people of outer space have given these symbols in the way they have so that man will think. It is evident that the symbols in both the left and right footprints have many, many meanings and a great message for the people of Earth. To show that a great deal of research is still needed before we can get anywhere near a complete interpretation, suppose we thought of the oval and crossed lines in the right footprint as representing a man form. Each planetary body would therefore represent a certain part of total body form in the grand man or the Creator. If this is so, then we must go into the meaning of various parts of the body. For example, the hands mean spiritually all the desire and thought which we put into the deeds we do. In a word, the hands are the deeds, which, regarded spiritually, consist of the desire and thought which prompt them. The hands are extremes of the body, and obedient to inner desires and thoughts. Love of doing or service and knowledge of how to do. The right hand represents love, and the left hand represents thoughts we put into our work. Those on the left hand are those who learn but do not do.